ABC Radio Australia.
Well, police in the Solomon Islands have denied rumours that they've given permission for Chinese police to open their own station in Chinatown in the capital, Honiara. Speculation has been swirling after a shipping container, which will be used for a new police post, appeared on the grounds of the Tsung Wah School. But both the Royal Solomon Islands Police Force and the Solomon Islands Chinese Association, which owns the school grounds, insists the new post will be for local police and not for Chinese officers. Well, we have a foreign affairs reporter, Stephen Jedgetts, joining us this morning. Stephen, a bit of a complicated story, so let's sort of step through it. First, can you take us through some of the recent history in Chinatown in Honiara and like why business owners there might have legitimate concerns about law and order?
Yeah, well, of course, it was only a few years ago in November 2021 when riots shook Honiara. There have, of course, been periodic riots in the capital of Solomon Islands. And what unfortunately tends to happen when unrest breaks out in Solomon Islands is that Chinatown is often a target. And that is, of course, what happened in November 2021 when a protest devolved into a riot and we saw many buildings in Chinatown burnt to the ground with many Chinese business owners, both long-term Chinese business owners and also more recent arrivals, largely from Fujian province, losing their entire livelihoods. So there has been a history which understandably makes locals in Chinatown very watchful and worried about law and order. It's a very understandable response. Some of those anxieties also became a little bit more acute when not that long ago, about a year and a half ago, the RSIPF shut down an existing police post outside a community health clinic in Chinatown. You couple that with the fact that there has been throughout Honiara in recent years a bit of an uptick in crime and in some instances more serious crime. There has been a feeling amongst some people in Chinatown that they need a bit more protection.
Well, with that, though, Stephen, I'm sure everyone is the question on their minds is where did these rumours, though, about a Chinese police office first come from?
Well, they cropped up, at least as far as we can tell, when a bit of a demountable building, a small repurposed shipping container, popped up on the grounds of the Tsung Wah School. Now, the Tsung Wah School in Chinatown is a well-regarded local school that large numbers of children go to. But it was very confusing, at least to some parents, when this building cropped up on the edge of the school grounds, not far from the playground. Rumours then started to swirl very quickly that this was going to be a police post. Not only that, the rumour that started to swirl around is that this would be a Chinese police liaison team outpost that would be set up in conjunction with the school. Now, understandably, that set potentially in some quarters the hairs running because a Chinese police station or a Chinese manned police station would have serious repercussions politically within Solomon Islands. Also, it would be potentially very explosive from a geopolitical standpoint as well. As you know, Aggie, we've seen basically an arm wrestle between Australia and China in the security space ever since China and Solomon Islands signed sweeping security and policing agreements in 2022 in the wake of those riots. Australia and others have been doing everything possible to box China in, to stop it embedding itself as a major security player. China, unsurprisingly, in some instances, pushes back against this, saying that it's unreasonable to be suspicious about its intentions, and it wants to do nothing more than bolster the capability of the Royal Solomon Islands Police Force. But the prospect of any sort of Chinese police presence, a permanent one, in the capital and perhaps particularly near Chinatown was potentially a very politically explosive one.
Yeah, and Stephen, if I think, is there any substance to this though? Right, like what have we heard from the Royal Solomon Islands Police Force and even maybe from the Chinese Association about this?
So when these rumours started to swirl around, unsurprisingly, we hit the phones trying to work out what was or wasn't going on. both the Royal Solomon Islands Police Force and the Solomon Islands Chinese Association, which owns and runs the school and which has provided this building, have denied outright that this new police facility will be run by Chinese police. The RSIPF has confirmed that there will be a new police post in the school, but they say that this is for Solomon Islands police, not for Chinese police, and that those RSIPF officers will essentially use that outpost to manage the increased criminal activities in Chinatown and as well as in the surrounding communities in Honiara. We heard from a spokesperson from the RSIPF saying that they'll do things like daily footbeat patrols, community engagements, as well as dealing with offenders, not just in Chinatown, but in the broader area as well. We also spoke to Henry Kwan from the Solomon Islands China Association. He said, yes, his organisation did set aside this new demandable for police, but he says this is not for Chinese police. Again, he says this is for the Royal Solomon Islands Police Force. He says that they had to resort to using the school because they couldn't find any other land for a police station in Chinatown. He says they spent 6 months or so looking for this and had no luck. So he says that this is all about trying to ensure there is a permanent police presence in the community. He's basically said to us that large numbers of people in the community want more of a police presence. Again, as we went through, the history here makes this a very understandable reflex, given it was only 5 or so years ago that those terrible riots really struck Chinatown. Mm. And he says that was the entire motivation here, just trying to bring police, not Chinese police, he says, but RSIPF into the community to give the community some reassurance.
Yeah, I mean, do you think other countries like Australia will be keeping a close eye on this? Because I understand this is it's such a sensitive subject, right?
It is, yeah, it is sensitive because of the geopolitics around it in particular. And I think it's likely that Australia and other countries will keep a pretty close eye on this one. It is worth noting that the RSIPF spokesperson we had a discussion with, when we asked, you know, whether there'd be any role for the Chinese police liaison teams, he said no, they would just visit the office. So that seems to be ruling out them running it, but it does nonetheless leave the door, or seem to leave the door ajar for some sort of Chinese police presence. Australia, fairly or not, is likely to be pretty suspicious. I think they're going to watch this very closely indeed. It is worth noting that that leaked copy of the 2022 security agreement does lay out a pathway for China to send armed police and military personnel to Solomon Islands at the request of Honiara, of course, to protect the safety of Chinese nationals. And so the location of this office is also pretty germane to that. And of course, more broadly, Australia remains pretty suspicious of any sort of Chinese police presence in the Pacific. Australia's argued before that China has used overseas police stations, for example, or informal overseas police stations to try and monitor and intimidate diaspora groups, and to use its presence in police forces as a vector for influence. So I think Australia is not going to panic, but it will probably keep a pretty close eye on this new temporary police post. Interestingly, we spoke yesterday to Lachlan Strawn, a former Australian High Commissioner, about this. He was actually the High Commissioner who was in Solomon Islands at the time of the riots and the enormous controversy over the subsequent security agreements. His argument was that this is that this is a long way short of what Australia has feared about a persistent military presence from China in Solomon Islands. Nonetheless, he made the argument that China might see benefits in establishing a bit of an outpost in Chinatown, either formally or informally. One, as he points out, there is a good consular reason for the Chinese to keep a close eye on what happens in Chinatown. There are an awful lot of Chinese nationals there, and as we know, it can be combustible in Honiara. But he also pointed out that this might be a bit of a, if China were to take this step, it would offer a strategic benefit to China, a propaganda victory, for lack of a better phrase, because they are trying to broadcast to the broader Pacific that they have a legitimate role providing security to Chinese nationals, as well as providing security more broadly. And that, of course, is a message that Australia doesn't want China to be able to broadcast. It wants to send the message that security in the Pacific should be left to Pacific nations and to traditional partners like Australia and New Zealand. So, look, in brief, Aggie, at the moment, we simply don't know what this is going to look like. We've got on-the-record comments from the Chinese Association and the RSIPF saying this is not a Chinese police base. But I think Australia and others are going to keep a pretty close eye on how this develops over the coming months.
That's right. Yeah, well, as you said, Stephen, as Australia keeps a close eye on this, I know we will too. But we appreciate you coming on the show this morning, Stephen.
No problem. Thank you.
Always. That is our foreign affairs reporter, Stephen Gedgetts, here on Pacific Beat.